You're listening to The Cat Business Show, and I'm Kat. The arts and entertainment industry has been hit particularly hard during the COVID-19 crisis. And despite the government's promise of financial help to the sector as lockdown eases, many artists, shows and events are still under enormous pressure. Today, I welcome to the show Wendy Callister, director of Mirage Shows and Productions, supplier of 18 theatre shows to Fred Olsen Cruise Liners worldwide, and we chat about the challenges the company now faces as both the entertainment and travel industries attempt to find their way in the new world. This is the business of cruise ship entertainment. Wendy, welcome to the show. I would love to hear all about your company, actually. You're the director there at Mirage Show and Productions. So
that's right.
Can you just give me a little bit of background about what it is you offer people?
Yeah, absolutely. Mirage is a show production company. So we produce full-scale production shows, singers and dancers, all the scenery, all the costumes, all the music, all that sort of thing to various clients. But our mainstay is a cruise line that we work for, Fred Olsen Cruise Lines.
Right.
And we're very lucky to have three of their vessels. So we produce shows on all three of those. We've got a team of 8 on 2 of them and then a team of 10 on the big flagship, the Balmoral. Mm-hmm. And basically, we have our teams here for 6 weeks rehearsal prior to going on board. And then we go on board with them for the very first cruise, usually for about 2.5 to 3 weeks to set them up completely on board. Yeah. with all the shows. So really for us, all of this lockdown kicked off when we were a couple of weeks into rehearsals with our second team of the year,
yeah.
Which was a bit of a shame, really. We had one team sitting at home just about to go on board, literally within a couple of days, and we had the other team already here, started rehearsals. So we literally went from crazy times. The business is all year round. We're very, very fortunate that it keeps us busy for about 48 weeks a year. So to go from all that then suddenly to shutting the doors and not knowing when we were coming back was quite a blow at the time.
Oh, you know, dear, it must have been absolutely hideous, because no doubt everything's already booked, isn't it? You know, the cruise liners know where they're going. They've got their schedules. They've got passengers ready to board.
Exactly.
Everybody's warming up, as you're saying, in their rehearsals, and then suddenly it's not happening. I mean, that must have been a blow for you and a blow for all your artists.
Absolutely. And the thing is, with us as a company, we plan everything a year in advance. Mm-hmm. So everything is planned up to like every single week. We know where we're going to be and who's going to be here. And the guys are contracted, so they know their work's set for the following year. So, of course, it affected absolutely everybody. Yeah, it was quite sad for the teams, especially because they were all so excited to be going on board. And then, of course, it didn't happen, you know, which is an awful shame.
So how does it normally work then? Just talk me through it, Wendy. So they'll do all their rehearsal beforehand. And you're saying there that you've got a continuous schedule, because obviously if you're with Fred Olsen, then you know what's coming up, presumably, don't you? So you're scheduling that in advance. And then do they suggest what kind of acts they want, because you've got quite a variety of different people on your books, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. Mainly the show production side of it is just to produce the shows, you know, the big floor shows that they have on board. I don't actually book the acts for the cruise line. It's just the singers and dancers. I've got a separate entity that I'll talk to you a bit later about some acts that I look after. But yeah, it's mainly they know that they're going to get those shows from me. We have to produce 6 shows for each ship, and every single show is different on each ship. So in other words, 18 different shows. So, you know, we know what we're doing with each ship, and then we write new ships every 6 months for each team. So but yeah, like I say, it's all planned out. We know where the ships are going, so we know the kind of shows they're going to need.
Yeah.
We know the kind of people as well that we put on board, because Fred Olsen is very very unique in the way that it's cruising. It's a very family run company, and
yeah,
that feeling is very much on board, so we pick people that can fit into that. So it's quite a big sort of operation, really, to put all that together. And like I say, usually it's at absolutely works like clockwork. You know, we work to a very strict timetable and schedule. Yeah, it was a bit of a blow.
God, I bet it was. So so you're saying that it's a complete show. So you're doing the outfits, you're doing the choreography, the training of the singers, the dancers. It's all part and parcel of that particular show. And you have six of those. Is that per cruise ship that you do? So do they have a different routine for different nights of the week for the itinerary the cruise is doing? Is that how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. So we, as I say, we produce six shows for each ship, and then over a 2 week, depends how long the cruise is. If it's a week, they might only do three shows. If it's 2 weeks, they'll do all six. Just down to really itinerary, where they're going and how long it's going to be. Wow. And they have theme nights on board as well. We produce British shows and that kind of thing on board. So yeah, very much, it's very much set in stone, you know, what we're going to do once we make that decision.
Sure. And actually, for the entertainment industry, that's a really lovely thing to do, isn't it? To actually have some stability and some predictability, which a lot of companies don't have, do they? So first of all, that was great from the point of view of everything going like clockwork. But then when this stone just hits in the pond, it's almost like, oh no, suddenly you don't know where you are, do you? So how have you actually coped with that, Wendy?
Yeah, I think like most people, I've had my up days and I've had my down days, you know. But I've got a really good team of people around me, my choreographers and my assistant and all that sort of thing. And although we're not here at the studio or working together, we've been very much in touch. Jen, my choreographer, is running Zoom classes online three times a week, which a lot of our dancers take part in to keep them sort of, you know, fit and healthy and keep them going. And we've been doing things around the studio that have basically been left and left and left, you know, all those things that you think, oh, I'll get around to doing that eventually. We've been doing things like that. We've got a massive storeroom that we took on recently. I've got about 10,000 costumes in stock. We literally moved them all over to this building and left them. It's like, oh, eventually we'll get around to sorting all that out. And of course, this has been an ideal opportunity for that. So things like that that we've been getting on with, and just trying to catch up with stuff in the studio, really, which has been quite nice, actually, because we are usually just so go on the current project that sometimes things like that get left for months and months, you know.
I know exactly what you mean. And funnily enough, it is a nice, I think the good thing, if there is a good thing about it, is that nobody could do anything about it. That's what it was. We all had to stop. And so in a way, it's almost like, well, okay, I don't have this other, you know, battle in my head saying, oh, I need to be doing this, I need to be doing that. It's like, well, I can't. I might as well just go and clear out that store cupboard. You know, so
exactly. And as you say, everybody is in the same boat. It's not just us. It's literally the country, which is quite unreal. Unreal. We've never experienced anything like this, have we? It's just crazy.
It's just completely bizarre, isn't it? And you know, we just hope it doesn't happen again, as we were saying earlier. But so the point of view of all your acts and artists as well, I mean, they're now out of work, aren't they? Do you work on a basis of them being freelancer, or are they employed so you could furlough them? I mean, has there been any security provided by the government or anything for you?
For Mirage as a company, we've been very lucky in that we got the small business grant that was offered by the government. And also my assistant and I have been furloughed. We've been able to furlough, although I'm a limited company, I'm on the payroll. So I've been able to furlough myself. So both of us are furloughed. But where it comes to, I manage a four-piece now harmony group called Troubadour. And they had a completely full calendar this year. And unfortunately, all of that has literally been wiped out at the moment. We're hoping, we've got one client who's hoping to start in September, so fingers crossed that all goes ahead. You know, so we've been that's been hard for them, and unfortunately they are freelance, so they're all doing other things at the moment.
That's the sort of bracket that's fallen through the gaps, isn't it, really? Everybody's been complaining about it because a lot of the music industry and the entertainment industry, the arts, are all either freelance or self-employed, and they're not necessarily eligible for assistance. And it's been very tough on a lot of people, hasn't it?
Absolutely, it has, yeah. And that's an awful shame, because you know, they give so much to the industry and the industry gives so much to this country. So it's very frustrating that, as you say, some of these people have fallen through the gaps, you know.
But the good thing, I think, from, you know, just listening to your story there, Wendy, the observation, I suppose, I'm going to make here is that because you're linked to the holiday industry, you're actually now dependent on when they're opening up the cruise ships again, aren't you? So
very much.
It's sort of separate from just the traditional sort of entertainment, put them into different, you know, theatres or, you know, venues around the country. You're dependent now on the holiday industry as well, which sounds like it's opening up, but of course the cruise ships are really a bit tied, aren't they?
Yeah, unfortunately. I fear that the cruise ship industry might be the last one to open up, just simply because of how difficult it is to social distance on board.
Yeah.
I do know that a lot of the big corporations are in meetings at the moment trying to find new protocols and all that sort of thing to try and cruise safely. But I do worry, actually, because Fred Olsen, their age group is very much 70 plus.
Yeah.
So I tend to worry that unless there's a vaccine or indeed a treatment that's going to stop people, you know, dying from it, that until that comes into being, I don't know how they're going to get up and running. But I'm hoping that, you know, there'll be some kind of treatment or some kind of protocols get accepted to allow us to cruise. Because, I mean, the thing is, on the cruise ships, they are the cleanest places you could ever wish to be on.
Yes.
You know, the housekeeping are constantly around the ship sanitizing absolutely everything. So to be quite honest, in some ways, if you're on a cruise ship, you're probably safer than you are on land, you know.
That's a bit of an irony, isn't it, really?
Yeah,
I suppose there was all that problem of them being, you know, stranded at sea, I think. That's the other thing, isn't it? If it all kicked off again and then suddenly you're stranded at sea and how do you get them all off? And if it does go on board, suddenly it goes round because it's a confined space. So it's on one hand, it's, yeah, as you say, it's really clean environment, but because it's affecting everywhere and you can't hide from this thing, nobody's safe, are they, wherever they are?
No, exactly. And the cost of having to repatriate people if they're ill and things like that, I do get it. I do get why saying what they're saying, but I guess we just all want to get back to sea and what we love, you know.
Absolutely.
We need to do it slowly.
Yes, absolutely. It has to be safe, doesn't it? So have there any other sort of plans that you're going to do as a contingency here, just in case that does take a long time? I mean, other venues may open up first. I know that you, or I'm reading on your website here, that you've actually worked with a pier at Great Yarmouth. Is that something that could be an option for you?
That was a one-off show that we did some years ago called Rock and Laughter. It was a theatre show that I put together in the hope that we could maybe tempt Great Yarmouth to have a summer show. But unfortunately, I think due to one thing and another, it didn't quite come off.
Yeah.
So eventually, when theatres open up, it is something I'd like to try and get into. But the other thing that I'm doing at the moment is earlier in the year, a gentleman called Mark Nixon got in touch with me, who's Anne Nolan's manager.
Oh, yes.
And he had found out about me through Troubadour, obviously managing this four-part harmony group, and talked to me about collaborating with him to form a new five-piece band, which we've called Silk Ties.
Lovely.
And we've started to put all this together, had the wheels in motion and everything going, good guns, and then the lockdown happened. So we, due to one reason and another, and because the lads sort of dropping in and out and worried about the future and all that sort of thing, unfortunately, we've had to put Silk Ties on hold until we can get back to it again. But what ironically has come out of that is that two of the lads, Andrew McCurphy and James Brown, within the group, we've put them together as a duo called Two Tones.
Fabulous.
And they've been working quite consistently with us over the lockdown, recording things at home. And Mark's got a lot of songwriters writing original material for them, which they've been working on at home. And it's started to look really exciting. So we're hoping that once this lockdown is finished, we can get back to Silk Ties and we can literally get Two Tones into the studio and get them rehearsing and recording.
That sounds brilliant. So it's actually doing something worthwhile, isn't it, while everybody's on hold. But ironically, something good is coming out of it as well, isn't it, with people thinking of how do you work in a different way. And sounds like two brilliant acts there may well have a future in the industry, which they may not have done without this kind of opportunity.
Exactly. And hopefully with things will open up in this country, I think, before the cruise ships do. So hopefully this will be something to work on once we're back up and running.
Yeah, they may get your sole undivided attention. How great for them is that?
They will.
How lucky will they be? One thing is for sure, everybody's going to be well versed, aren't they? They're going to be perfect in their performances. Their recordings are going to be slick.
And I know for most performers, they just cannot wait to get back at it. You know, they're very passionate people, performers, and it doesn't feel right to not be on that stage, you know.
No, it doesn't indeed. It doesn't. It must be extremely frustrating for you. And then you've got all the other aspects of your fitness and stuff you have to continue. And, you know, how do you do choreographed shows if you can't even be together? It's quite a lot of the challenges, aren't there?
Yeah, absolutely. Very much so. And this is the other thing with if the ships do get up and running again and social distancing is still in place, we're going to have to rethink how we do the shows as well. Because obviously on stage, I have to take that very much into consideration and work out how we do that. And also backstage in the dressing rooms, things like that as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be quite a puzzle. But I think we're all very passionate and just want to get it done. So, you know, we'll find ways to do it.
Well, where there's a will, there's a way, isn't there? And as soon as you've got the go-ahead, you can then start working within the guidelines. And if you have to re-choreograph the show so that you've got distance between people, or, you know, sanitise costumes and stuff like that in a different way, then you've got something to work with. At the moment, you're just sort of like waiting, aren't you, till you have some guidelines or some opportunity to move on.
Yeah, and I think that's been the worst thing of the lockdown certainly for business people, especially, is just the uncertainty, you know. And like I say, we plan a year ahead. At the moment, we can't even plan a week ahead. So that's really frustrating.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, we're just all going to have to sit it out, I think, Wendy, aren't we? And eventually it will all come out in the wash, as they say.
Certainly. and at least we all have our health, which is the most important thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we've got to remember that first and foremost. Well, I wish you the best of luck, Wendy. I hope it all sorts very, very soon.
Oh, thank you, Kat. It's been lovely to chat. Thank you. Take care.
Speak soon, Wendy. Bye-bye.